card. I was going to say Leave Luck to Us card, but that's not it. If you want a CFMU card, loyalty card, then the minimum donation is 30. But if you want to donate more, we would certainly take it. And we would also take anything under. It's really up to you because we understand that times are tough. But this is Community Radio, and it's Hamilton's radio station. Really the only one that's locally owned anymore. So if you want to donate, you can go to CFMU.ca. Or you can call 905-528-9888. And if you call 905-528-9888, you'll get to talk to the same man. I hope you don't mind me putting you out there like that, same man.
I have them all taken
off. Okay, yes. I love it. All right. All right. So, yeah, we were just, you know, we did our pitch last week. CFMU's 47th year. One of the three oldest campus stations in Canada. And what else were we talking about last week? We had some other...
And here's the thing. The Sandman doesn't have anxiety like we do.
No, that's why. The phone did ring last week.
They wanted to talk to you.
They did. But the thing was, as you know, we can't... First of all, we're live on air. We don't have a delay button, so we can't answer the phone on the air. We wish we could. But there's, like, you know, regulations, you know.
And last week...
Phones of Kaiser and Assassin. I mean, come on.
Last week, I even told everybody that the Sandman makes a great horse sound effect, galloping sound effect.
Oh! Yeah, he did say that. Yeah. Oh, you did! Yeah, that's right.
Remember that?
I predicted that he uses coconuts, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You, I can't remember if you confirmed or...
It's very impressive.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
But it is our CFMU's 47th year. Mm-hmm. It's our 17th year.
Yes.
So I guess we came on board during their 30th year. Some quick math there. Yeah. And I was just thinking back to some of the old shows that we've done. First of all, we didn't do our anniversary show this year because we were off that
Ocho.
Week.
Ocho.
Yeah. And season Ocho, season 17. That's how you say 17 in Spanish. Ocho.
Ocho.
Yeah.
Ocho.
And Ocho. We came right around Valentine's Day. That's how we know, right? It was because it was the Valentine's Day, or it was the day before or after.
I think it was on Valentine's because we had the Valentine's party afterwards too, remember?
Yeah, we dropped our first guest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember what
her was the first guest.
It was
What was her?
From Zelda.
Siri.
No. Suri. Navi? No.
Navi.
It was one of the...
The electrician.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll call her the electrician.
You're right. Okay, yeah.
The electrician.
But,
I'm intrigued.
With the pink equipment.
Yeah. But she was our first guest, and, mm-hmm. Boy, that's really bothering me now, what name she used, but I was looking it up. I want to see
February.
Was that?
No, it wasn't Navi.
No, I know. It was, name of the village, was it? Kikiru?
Kairu?
Was it?
I think was Kairu, wasn't it?
Oh, boy.
Caillou?
Let me see here.
Caillou?
Kairu.
Was it Caillou?
Boy, it says here that February 14th was a Thursday. But I wonder if they did it on the 16th or the 9th, because they had a Galentine's Day party, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't called that.
No. No, I know, you're right.
It was
right.
Called something else.
Yeah, something else, yeah. But I'm not going to say on air what it was called.
No.
Let me see here. I'm going to try and figure it out. See all the characters.
I think it was Caillou.
Start with a K. I'm sure she's listening. She should call in and tell us.
Well, yeah, like why wouldn't she be listening?
Let's see. Carson, Capson, King Tuft,
no.
Knuckle, Kamali, Kotaki, no. None of these.
Was it the name of a village?
Yeah, I thought it was
Adventures of Zelda.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was the name of a village.
No, you don't think it was the Kikuru?
I thought it was something like it was similar to Siri.
Well, you know what?
Siri.
I think I have that episode. I should find it and listen to it.
Yeah, that's not going to help us now.
No, it won't. Not at all. Well, we could. We could go home right now and then we could. No, I guess we could.
The same man could kill time.
Some other shows. What other shows? That we've done a lot of brackets recently, obviously.
Well,
I know your favorite run. Your favorite run was the tunnel. No, what was it called?
The Tunnel of Love.
No, come on, you know what I'm talking about.
What do you mean the tunnel?
The tunnel gnomes or whatever. You know what I'm talking about. What was it called?
Wait, what?
The RPG run. That was your favorite era.
Oh, no, man.
Assassin despises that.
Oh, man, I forgot all about that. Man,
I
took it out of my mind.
You found that under the lake?
What was it called?
I took that out of my mind.
That was epic. That was epic, though. You got to
admit. That was an epic. That was the bomb.
It was horrible.
But there were some moments that
I know of other people that didn't like that show either.
Oh, come on.
That whole bracket thing. No, that was... No, no. John McLean.
Oh, no. Really? Oh, no.
Well, guys, how can you forget?
Listen, John McLean, you and me, we didn't like that, right?
Because it was, we had like a bad host. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, guys, how can you forget? What are you guys forgetting?
I forget a lot of stuff.
But I want to talk about that again. I'm trying to
find the meme. Stuff I did last
week. But that was great.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
When he
found it. Because he's like, there's a lake. I just didn't even describe it. And he's like this. I can dive to the bottom. And I was like, okay.
Well, that's what Gimli did.
He found the secret.
It's amazing.
Secret tunnel. That's what Gimli did in the Two Towers. He just dove into the crowd of orcs.
Okay, but everyone remember that.
But this is not a crowd of orcs. He just dove right in. So I just dove right in.
And then remember...
Where he got Filina that from?
The chicken? The psychic chicken?
That's right. There's a chicken.
Remember Filomena, I think her name was?
That's right. The bar thing. Yeah. Guys, please, come on. Let's talk about some other bracket.
Okay, what?
Before we veer from that, you know where Assassin got his inspiration for finding that place under the lake?
What?
Remember Duke Nukem when you went under the water and you came out into this... I don't know what it was. It was a whole different area.
Guys, remember Duke Nukem? We used to play it all the time.
Yeah.
Multiplayer. Favorite games of all time.
And we'd be sneaking around.
Life
and stuff.
Was never better than those days.
Yeah, remember a split screen?
It was unbelievable. Like, the graphics were, at the time, amazing. Yeah. Like, the sounds. The atmosphere. Like, we were in it. Like, it was...
That was crazy.
Just one of the greatest. Yeah. It was just awesome back then. Everything was great. Now everything sucks.
Yeah. It's all over now.
It's all over. Yeah. Now I'm just,
now it's just a waiting game.
No responsibility back then. That's what it was.
It was so good.
English muffin pizzas.
Yep. And then our first bracket was actually a Halloween candy bracket.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first one.
You know who won?
Yeah. Rockets. Rockets, yeah.
Is it Rockets? Is it called Rockets?
Yeah. No, I know. I keep calling it. Yeah. I know.
Guys, why aren't we Duke Nukeming now?
That's true.
There's ample chance to hang out and Duke Nukem and stuff like that, and we don't.
We should.
It's my fault.
I don't get it.
Because I don't drive.
When we're kids and stuff, we have like school and stuff. We'd make time to Duke Nukem.
I agree. If we
do all these downloads and stuff,
if there's a place for the couch and the TV, we really should. Man. Honestly, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in too.
We could even get a real console.
Yeah, like a real one.
Yeah, a real one.
With real console chairs. A console monitor. A real console
monitor. Or we could get like an N64 and just play N64. That's fine.
Yeah. But they break so easily now.
That's true.
Oh man.
That's the truth.
I'm scared to buy a used one.
You know what? I'm a little upset. You know 1UP?
Yeah,
I love 1UP. Okay, 1UP's good, but I emailed them and I never got an answer. But maybe,
what do you mean? Why were you emailing 1UP?
Because
what do you know?
This was
that
the dumbest thing I ever did in my life. I don't know why I did this, and I regret it to this day.
Wait, when did you email them? Just recently?
No, like a week ago.
Okay.
But remember when we lived at Mountain View?
Yeah, we lived there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We lived up in the
attic. Well, I was obsessed with. No, that's Caroline. I was obsessed with. Being a minimalist and getting rid of things I didn't need.
Yeah, right? I hated that. I hated that when you were a minimalist.
I hated that.
Wow. You got rid of everything.
I did. Well, what was the dumbest thing I ever did was I was like, look at how big these GameCube cases are. I don't need these. So I took all the inserts out and the little discs, and I took them out, and I threw the cases away.
Oh, no.
So now...
Oh, no. The case alone would be amazing.
Now I want to buy them. So I'm trying to find them on eBay, and they're like, you want a case? $5. I'm like... For one case? Oh, I need 12. I'm like, you know what? I'll even do it. That's fine. But the shipping is $60. I'm like, $120?
$120.
For like 12 cases? Come on.
Yeah.
So I emailed and I said, hey, do you have any cases? Because I'm sure like you have used games. The cases don't have to be pretty. I just need, has to be GameCube cases because of the little disc, right?
Sure, yeah.
And I guess maybe they don't. Maybe I could just use a DVD case. But anyway, or I said, or if you have like a ton of copies of like 2009 Madden, you know what I mean? Because they're like a buck. I'll just take them. I'll throw those away, and I'll just keep the cases, right?
Yeah.
And because I want to display them, but I can't display them in a little pile of discs.
Right. Yeah.
I regret it so much. And getting rid of the cube. That was also dumb. The Wii plays GameCube games, so why am I keeping both?
The cube was cool.
The cube was amazing. Cool. Why did I do that?
Why didn't I buy it off you?
I don't know. Oh, what am I doing?
Why didn't you tell me? I would have bought it off you.
I'm mad.
That's so cool.
And I could have gifted it back to you as a present for Christmas or something.
Oh, I know. I had a topic for Sandman.
Yes.
All right. Sandman, are you a fan of the Titanic? At all?
Like what, the historical?
Yeah.
Or the Leonardo.
All of it.
All of it.
All that? Yeah, the real ship.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Do you know a bit about it?
Like Kirk Cameron. Kirk Cameron is a big fan of Titanic.
I'm a huge fan. I'm a fan of the ship. The movie's fine. 1912? Yeah. But I'm a fan of the
ship. I'm a big fan of the bones at the bottom of the sea.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, there aren't any that they found, but that's all right.
I
get
like,
what he's
like
saying.
It. I do like
it's true. It's a weird thing to be interested in because you're like, because it's a tragedy. I get it. Yeah. But here's my question.
Yep.
Okay. I got two questions. But one, knowing what you know today.
Yes.
Okay. So you're just transported back. You're transported back.
Yes.
It's 1912.
And you're dressed like that too.
About to board the
train. No, you're on it. You're on it already. It's too late.
And you're dressed in period clothes.
You're there. Yeah, you went back in time, but you know everything.
But you know everything. So you know you remember Leave Luck to Us and all this stuff.
You're just like, what am I doing? Oh my gosh, I'm on the Titanic.
CFM, you know,
and you're talking to people and they don't know what you're talking about. They just think you're a weird guy, but you're on the Titanic. We're all on the Titanic.
Yeah.
Now, do you know of a way to get back, or you're just
Well, that's what I'm asking. Okay, now knowing what you know today, how do you survive? What are you going to do?
It's already floating away?
Yeah. You're already out to sea. Like, it hasn't happened yet. The crash hasn't happened, but you know.
How far out?
You know it's going to happen.
How far out are you?
Well, I can tell you this.
Yeah, Von Kaiser, how far out are you?
I'll give you a hint. Well, no, you're out there. You're out in the middle of the ocean. It's going to happen in a few hours.
Are there sharks in the Atlantic?
I could be a real bleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could be a real bleep and just cut the boat.
See, I was thinking of it. That's right one option.
Away. Wait, what?
It's one option. He's just gonna steal a lifeboat before anyone knows what's happening.
Just cut it and drop it.
And he's out. He's gone.
And it's easy.
He's got the whole thing to himself.
Yeah.
He's got the
whole thing. Yeah, and
security stunk back then too.
He's just out there. People are like, hey, what are you doing?
That's wrong.
That would be wrong.
No, if he told them, they wouldn't believe him. If he said,
let me tell you what my scenarios were then. What I thought. Because I thought the same. Knowing what I know, because I am a huge Titanic fan, I know it hits at 11:40.
I thought you were a JFK
PM.
Fan.
Well, that too. 11:40 p.m. on April 14th, that's when it hits. So I thought, I know, I'll go to the captain, and I'll say, I'm from the future, I know what's going to happen, you got to listen to me, right? And then what's he going to say?
They throw you into the brig, and you'd be dead too.
That's it. And you'd be like, oh, you don't want to have a... Then I thought, well, I could use my Titanic knowledge to be like, to tell him things that he'd be like, well, how did you know that? But I was like, what can I tell him, though? Because, like, you know what I mean? Like, what can I say? I don't know if I have that much knowledge. I could say, look, I know the guy in the lookout is, Mr. Fleet. And he'd be like, well, everyone knows that. People would know that, right? Mm. I'd be like, well, I know, like, what can I say? I couldn't be like, oh, I know you're Captain Smith. But like, I'm the captain. Everyone knows that. And I'd be like,
Von Kaiser, what's going against you is this, that you got to remember, they're trying to break the record.
Yeah, no, I know.
So they're
what are they trying to break?
Because they're not going
to. Well, maybe you know. Maybe that is inside. I need inside info. So see that I can go to that and say, look, I know that's what I could do.
Why don't you track down Jack?
Well, I didn't think so. I thought, you know what? No inside info I have is going to work. It's not going to work. So I'm not going to do
that. Don't think you're a nut.
I thought about that too. Just take the boat and take off.
But that's rotten.
I know.
Like, you'd have to live with.
I also thought
you would have, but it wouldn't help if you'd tell them. So why not? You have to save yourself.
Well, that's the thing
then.
Because if you want to, this is you're saying if I want to save my life, there's no way you're going to save your life once you're out there in the middle of the ocean.
What do you mean? Without a boat. Oh, in the water. In the water, you're gone.
If you're with the other people, you're done.
So the other thing I thought was, okay, I'm going to start building my. I got 6 hours. I'm just going to start building a raft in my room. Like, I'll try and build a good raft.
Yeah.
But it's going to have to be something I can get out.
Your raft is not going to work out in the Atlantic with the icebergs. And so there's no way some penguins.
Well, guys, I have another plan. Wait, one thing. Can I add something? Now, the thing is,
my little raft.
I was watching some YouTube.
He's dismissive of the raft.
The raft. The raft is.
I got time. I'm gonna make a good one.
I like the raft.
Okay, well, keep going. Go.
You're gonna make a ball called Wilson. This on YouTube, they made. There was a place, I don't know where it was, in England or somewhere, where they had.
Guys, YouTube rafts are not going to work.
A challenge, and they said, put your hand in water.
I think I saw that too.
Nobody could do it. Yeah. I think the person who did it was 20 seconds
at top. No, it would actually burn. It would burn.
I think that was on the cold ones.
So
if you hit the water, you're done. So you could just jump in and it's done.
Oh, you definitely die.
So,
Jack turned blue.
Yeah, Jack was there for what, hours? Oh, yeah. And he still rose, and blue.
I had another plan, man. I had another plan.
Yeah.
Because I know it's coming.
Yeah.
Here, think about this one. Mm-hmm. See how you evaluate the success of this. I get a deck chair.
Yeah.
I wait. I see the iceberg coming.
Yeah.
You know, I hear the guy, oh, dead iceberg, dead ahead, right?
Yeah.
Because I know that that's what he yells, right?
Yeah.
And then iceberg comes, you know, it hits the ship. Yeah. It comes very close. Yeah. I jump on it with a chair. I jump on it.
Okay.
And I float away to safety.
You ain't floating anywhere, man.
So, I'm on the iceberg. And
okay, so if that's the case, why didn't you just jump in a raft and float away? What's the difference?
We just said the raft wouldn't work.
No, the raft from the ship. Not build your own raft.
Oh, lifeboat?
The lifeboat,
because I'm not going to steal one. I just, but no, but think about my idea.
So you'd rather leave, you'd rather leave the people behind by jumping on the iceberg.
I'll be like this. See ya.
Exactly, but why didn't you just take the lifeboat and do that?
Because it's like he said, because then I'm taking the other people's spots.
But you got to remember, this is
well. There was extra. There was extra that they didn't use.
Reason a lot of people died was because they cut away the boat
I thought he was going to be a hero and say he'd move the iceberg.
One had 12 people in it. They had a capacity for 60.
I hate those stories. He's got a stick.
He's like, he pushes it away.
I've read in books that there's situations where if there's an accident or something, you get supersonic or super strength. Yeah, and you could actually lift up a car.
Yeah.
So why not lift up the iceberg or move the iceberg?
All right, what were the ship out of the way? Putting your two ideas together.
No, what about mine? Wait, what about mine?
That was not going to work.
No, you tell them that there's an iceberg coming up in 10 minutes. Get ready to move the ship.
I found that one, too. They're not going to believe you.
They're not going to do it.
Somebody might. You can convince one of the deckhands.
But I want to go back because, wait, I want to put your ideas together. You can't leave with a half-empty boat. You said take a boat. I think I just thought of this now.
Yeah.
I'll go down to steerage.
Yeah.
I'll find some old country folks. I'll be like, guys, I have a real battle.
All the Irish are down there dancing. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, like ones that are like, you know, they'll listen to me, right? I'll be like, guys, something bad's happened. And I'll get 60 people to believe me and come on the boat. And we'll at least have one full boat and we'll all go. They might listen.
How about this?
People to listen? Why not?
We got to leave with a full boat. It's true. If you're going to use up a boat.
First of all, what I would do. I would.
You're off your rocker, Sonny.
Oh,
I would knock out the guy with the keys who's going to lock the people in the bottom so that they have a chance to come out.
Yeah,
I would do that.
Yeah, that's true.
That was garbage.
That was garbage move.
Riffraff. They were saying they riffraffed. So anyway, I'm not happy about that. So I would I would knock the captain out and veer that wheel.
But there's a secondary captain there.
Well, that's the thing. The captain was not on deck. He was in bed.
Yeah.
He was in bed.
Yeah.
But you're the closest. This is what you do. I didn't think of it. I thought of it before, but this is what you do. Okay. You're the closest.
All right.
All you do is you go up to the front of the boat, in earshot of the lookout, and you just yell at 11:30. Oh my God! There's an iceberg out there.
That's what I said.
I see it. There's an iceberg.
That's what I said.
When?
That's what I said. Wait till 6 minutes, ten minutes before
and then,
we hit,
and, then yell it out.
And just start yelling that's coming.
No,
up.
You said that you go and tell them that it's going to hit in 10 minutes. Oh, okay. You're right. That's the same.
Yeah, light a fire at the
nose of the ship. Okay, well, that's the answer. That is the answer. But I wouldn't just tell them. You're right. There's no difference, though, between telling them and yelling it. But I just saw it. And the thing is, they won't see it yet because it's not within view.
Yeah.
But I'll say I saw it. And they'll be like this. What? I said it. Yeah, and I'll just swear. I'll be like, I swear I saw it, guys. I'm telling you.
I eat a lot of carrots.
Exactly. You know, and then they'll at least slow down. Yeah, that's it.
But they'll think you're more crazy. Then they'll be like, sure, you saw one.
No, no.
And then they'll lock you up.
No, but then.
No, because they'll slow down at least, I think.
But you have to say this. As because back then they were very religious.
Like, oh yeah, more, that's right.
As God is my witness.
There you go.
As God is my witness.
Yeah.
And on the souls of all my family relatives.
There you go.
They're not going to believe that.
It'll work. It'll work.
Oh, how soon would you freeze if you jumped in?
It was, I think the there was a girl who could hold her hand in there for 20 seconds, but her hand was like really
okay. How damaged. Far? Okay, how far could you?
So 5 to 10 seconds, you'd be done.
How far could you swim in 20 seconds? Because then wouldn't the ship start following you to pick you back up, and then you're out of the way of the iceberg? Because
there's another way, though.
Even if you die, you save the people then.
Yeah.
They did do that. There is another option. There is another option, though.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, okay.
No, use a tractor beam.
Oh, yeah.
And just drag the iceberg out of the way.
Because I don't know if you guys remember, but the Carpathia was 10... Maybe 19.
Cardassians.
The Carpathia was another ship. It was 10 miles away.
They ignored it. Yeah.
They ignored it. They stopped. It. Yeah. So this is what you do. It. You get in a boat, in a lifeboat, get over there.
Yeah. How long does that tell take?
Say, dudes, you understand. Yeah. It's going to sink.
Even
sinking.
Because it took a while for it to sink. So even if you got
there, it took 2 hours.
They would actually
How far were they, though? How
long they could see them.
They could see them.
So you could actually paddle
them.
Because
you could see the lights.
They saw the fireworks. They saw the flares.
That's their thing. 10 miles. What do you think?
They saw the flares.
I don't know if I'd be able to. I'd probably
because that's the most
important part. I'd roll backwards by accident. Yeah.
They were 10 miles, or at least this.
Yeah, he went back to bed.
Get a couple miles closer and shoot the flares right at him. Like, get closer. Do something. Yell.
I went back to bed. He did.
Went back to bed. They're like this. He's like, oh, what are those rockets? They're shooting emergency rockets. Yeah. He goes, what are those? He goes, oh, they must be a White Star signal for something, like a company signal, like a celebration. I'm like, what? Yeah.
It's a celebration.
And then he goes, I'm going to bed. And he turned the radio off.
Yeah, they shut it off.
If you go to bed, why would you shut the radio off?
They did that back then. There was only one guy. Because he had been working all day. He can't work 24 hours. There's only one radio guy.
So why not sleep in the day and then stay up at night? That's when it's more... Everybody knows nighttime is more dangerous than daytime.
No, but you need a radio guy. Well, that was the thing. After this, they made a law that now you have to have coverage. Because they didn't have coverage. You guys are like, oh, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. Okay. What is he supposed to? You can't keep him up. What are you supposed to say? No, you can't go to sleep.
Man. Yeah.
Keep him up. Why? They were stopped. In fact, because that's the thing. They stopped because of the ice. And then they told other ships. They said, hey, this is the Carpathia. We're at this position. We're stopping due to ice. It's dangerous. And then, you know what the Titanic wrote back? Like, in Morse code back?
Sucker!
They're like, shut up, old man. I'm trying to, I'm contacting Cape Reese. Because he was sending out personal messages from the passengers. Because I don't know if you knew this, but the Marconi radio room at the time was not part of the ship. It was like a third party. Like, it was Marconi Company.
Oh,
had space on the ship.
Yeah.
It was like
a
private enterprise.
Right. Enterprise. It's like a different company in there.
Space. Yeah, it was like if you had like Sprint on board or something.
Yeah.
And because only they... So it was all official Marconi.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was branded Marconi. Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, wow, this ship has Marconi. This ship has Marconi. Yeah. Anyway, Titanic wrote back. He said, shut up, old man. He even told him, shut up. Because he was interrupting. Because they were so close that the signal was so loud in his headphones. And he's like, whoa, what are you doing? He's like, I'm trying to contact, like, the Newfoundland. Because that's the relay.
So that's why he shut the...
And then he's like, oh, forget this. And then he shut off. Yeah. Wow. And he shut it off. He's like, okay.
So it's Marconi's fault.
That's the takeaway. I was, Marconi's fault.
Blame it on Marconi.
Everything is Marconi's fault. He did it all.
Marconi plays the mamba. Listen to the radio.
Oh, what is that? That's a song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it Radio Gaga?
No. Marconi plays the mamba. Listen to the radio.
Listen to the radio.
Yo. Yeah, what is it?
Listen to the radio.
It's an 80s song.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you guys.
Oh, come on.
Next week, you guys could tell me.
It was his fault, though. That's true.
It was his fault.
Wow. No, but apparently everyone on board, and this was common.
It wasn't just Titanic. Fault.
But everyone was going down to the radio room and asking the guy there, send these messages. And the messages were literally, it was like if people were on board saying they would tweet. Like, I'm tweeting, like, hey, I'm on the Titanic, right?
We built the city on rock.
That's it. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
And they were just on, and they were, the messages, we have records of them. They were just like, oh, I'm on the Titanic. Can you believe it? And that was it. And he was sending those. And he told the other guy, like, but anyway, you got the answer. That's what you do. Just go to the front and just start yelling that you just saw an iceberg. Because you know the time. So 11:40.
Yeah.
And just say you saw it.
You know who was cool on the Titanic? Who I found was one of the coolest guys? It was those guys playing the instruments. And then they're starting to slide when they started it started to tilt up and then they're sliding. Gentlemen.
Yes. It has been
a privilege.
Yeah, they those are wonderful.
Those guys were the best.
They weren't employees either. They were independent contractors.
Right, right.
They kept everyone calm as they can.
You know how much that violin that guy played?
Yeah.
It survived. You know how much it went for? $1.1 million.
That's it?
That's less than Picard's flute.
Wow.
You know what you were saying about the key? Because I was like, boy, I'd like to own something for the Titanic. I thought, I'm sure I could buy something. Maybe like a little dish. Maybe it's $2,000, right?
Sure, yeah.
You know the key that he used? Remember the guy? Yeah, he had the key and it had the little tag and it drops. And you could see the brass tag and everything. Like, you know, James Cameron made that movie. He made everything exact. Like, everything he did was a perfect replica of actually what.
That's awesome.
So that key is actually what they look like.
Nice.
So one of those keys survived. Because one of those guys survived and he had it in his pocket. It went for $250,000.
That's it?
Just the key. What do you mean, that's it?
It's nothing, man.
It's just a key. It's a random door key.
No, but that's a Titanic.
It's not like the key from the... Like,
you got hockey cards that are worth more than that. Come on, man. A Gretzky rookie, man, is worth...
Yeah, a Gretzky rookie is more than that.
It's a Titanic. It survived, man.
Yeah, that is...
I want, like, that old lady's jewel.
Yeah.
I want that jewel that the old lady had.
Yeah, well, he wants her bones. He wants her bones.
Assassin wants the bones. Because he's an assassin. There's
bones. It's a cemetery at the bottom of the
No, sea. But there are no bones.
There are bones.
Where did they go? I'll tell you, because they said the fish ate the...
Yeah, but there's still like debris.
No,
some
but the
sort
bone...
Of
no, no, listen.
There's a particle.
No, I'll tell you, because at that depth and pressure... It's I can't remember what it's called, but there's a limit. It's the calcifate something. But basically, the bones just dissolved instantly. They're just like...
Yeah, there's like molecules.
Well, that sucks.
They said, though, there could still, in some of the sealed areas in the ship, they said there's probably some remains. So
yeah, see, this is why it's so intriguing.
Yeah, I know.
Did they loot the ship? Did they have like a bunch of gold and stuff for personal?
You can't get
like,
down there to loot it.
Jewelry and stuff.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, it's all like they like, tried.
Did they find stuff. All the safe and all that.
Like, did Kirk Cameron loot the place?
They had.
You know, there were three dogs on board, at least, maybe more. But one was a champion French bulldog that a guy was bringing from France to England to America, so you could breed them.
Did they survive?
No, and it's weird because there's a deleted scene in the Titanic movie, and I know why he deleted it, because it was horrifying. They show Jack and Rose on E-Deck, and they're swimming in the water on the ship.
Why are you
the French bulldog
this?
Swims by, and he's like
why
this.
Why are you telling me
the French bulldog was like this. I was like, why would he even film that? Why would he think? And he took it out.
Why is the same man laughing?
No, it's real.
And that,
real.
That dog actually did die in real life.
It's real.
Like, I mean, the dog.
Why did you say this?
Not the actor.
Tell me, why do people feel more sorry for animals?
No, because he was so.
We don't feel more sorry. We just feel sorry for it.
Well,
you don't feel sorry for it?
They won't show the dog drown.
You don't feel sorry for it?
I do. Why is the animal, like, always.
No, it looks like Mort.
Oh no!
His eyes—he's scared.
It's Mort. It's Mort.
His eyes are like this. Yeah. They're bugged out.
It's Mort.
He doesn't know what's happening.
Oh,
but
no.
Then the guy survived. Who was transporting him? And he sued White Star, and they had to pay him for his dog. He lost his dog on the Titanic.
How's that going to help the dog?
All right, we'll be back next Saturday at 7. So please do donate at cfmu.ca or. Yeah, that's the way to do it now. CFMU.ca. From Yvonne Kaiser, the Dream Assassin Machine, and
Vanilla Assassin,
and
The Sandman.
Bye bye.
See ya.
Iceberg.
Supported Radio. We have programming you simply will not find anywhere else. To learn how to support us further, check out cfmu.ca/fundraising for more information.
Welcome to 93.3 CFMU. It's that time again for the next exit. Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Week 2 of fundraising. This is Raise Your Voice 2025, where we come on and ask for your support. Head on over to cfmu.ca/fundraising. Become a patron. A little bit helps a lot. We're continuing on this week with Masters at Work, Sessions 5. This is the second CD, my all-time favorite mix. You're going to hear some, well, we got Bucketheads right now, but we got some Barbara Tucker coming up, Dajé, Michael Watford, Rochelle Fleming, Federal Hill, etc., etc., etc. So we're going to hear this.